This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey, and this is the opening commodity market report for November 19th. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency set the amount of ethanol that must be blended into gasoline next year at 10.21%, an amount that brings the nation closer to maximum levels deemed acceptable by U.S. carmakers. The EPA raised the rate from 7.76% to comply with a 2007 law that mandated more renewable fuel be added to the fuel supply. And so Econ today says Russia's 2008 grain crop is likely to reach 106 million to 107 million metric tons, up from an earlier forecast of 101 million to 105 million tons. That's about 30% more than the 81.8 million metric tons harvested in 2007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 8,326, is down 98 points. The NASDAQ, 1,464, down 18.5. The S&P 500 at 845 is down 13.47.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 563, up 2 on the open. March, 579, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 535, up 5.25 on the open. March, 555, up 555.5, up 6. May, 572.5, up 8.5 on the open. December corn opened at 383.5, up 3.5 on the open. March, 399, up 2.5. May, 411.75, up 4. July, 422.5, up 3.5. December of 2009, 446.25, up 2.75. March of 2010, 460, up 2 on the open. January beans open at 916, up 14 on the open. March, 924, up 13.75. May, 936, up 15.25. July, 945, up 15.25 on the open. December live cattle opened at 87.40, up 25 on the open. November feeders, 95.80, up 5. December lean hogs, 55.85, up 40. February bellies, 84.70, up 20 on the open. Going back to the products, December soybean meal opened at 272, up 460 on the open. January, 274, up 480. December soybean oil opened at 32.60, up 32 on the open. January, 33.05, up 39. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning on a nice, cool, crisp morning in central Illinois.
And not a lot, Paul, has changed since we last spoke to you.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and I guess the big news is that the U.S. stock market continues to be rather nervous, and we've seen some pretty big gyrations from last night's trade and in the first early trading here in on the screen. Of course, there's hearings on the car industry, bailout loans. We also get the feeling that the stock market is watching. We are seeing a weaker dollar today, and going over to the grain market, where we're all interested in, is that the corn market and soybean market surged, and we did get a feeling of a better weather forecast here in the Corn Belt to harvest corn. The upper Midwest corn crop, there's about a billion bushels of corn still out in the field, but it's wet feet, wet corn, yield loss, and we'll probably see a smaller U.S. crop, but it's better weather over the next 10 days, and so we will make some inroads into harvesting that crop. The beans are stronger. We're seeing a major dry weather continue by my private meteorologist this morning. I talked to him about 6:30 a.m., and he just basically feels that it'll be the first week in December before we see a maybe 50% coverage rain, and we're starting to see oil world cutting that production in Paraguay and Argentina as a result of that.
I guess when I say the longer that we talk, the more things remain the same, is I'm looking back to essentially October 1st and the trade since then on both corn and beans, and saying, well, over the last 7 weeks or thereabouts, we're really trading in a fairly nearly defined range. And in the last four or five trading sessions, we're really at the midpoint of those ranges, about $4.12 for corn and about $9 for beans.
Well, the farmer has put the brakes on a couple of items. He's not selling corn and soybeans. We understand they're putting a lot of soybeans under loan. We know the bean basis and corn basis has improved. We know that the new administration is at least talking about renewable fuels in a positive way. And we also get the feeling that the farmer is basically put the brakes on fertilizer, waiting for cheaper prices. As a result of that, it's going to create quite a guessing game what he's going to plant next year. And, of course, that at some point in time will create some market action, but we have it completely decoupled from the financial world and outside markets of the stock market, the dollar, and also crude oil yet, and that has a big influence on corn prices on a daily basis.
Well, I was trying to put a pencil to some of this just based on today, 392, December corn out 377, July next year 415-ish. You figure 200 bushels to the acre, all your input costs and whatnot, and you're probably coming out equal or maybe just a smidge above depending on what your rental rate is.
Well, the market is, of course, paying you to store corn and to some extent store soybeans as well. The marketplace is sometimes we are looking at probably price levels in the corn market below the cost of production, and that's also positive. But the big factor is that we do need to see some stabilization in the U.S. Stock market. We get reports that there's the lame duck Congress is probably going to move rather slow as far as any new spending measures are concerned. But I think the big factor here is that we have to watch the Argentine weather rather closely, and I don't think we're going to see much change as far as farmer selling or budging as far as selling crops or making major decisions in the next 35 to 45 days.
Yeah, and then thereafter, what do you think producers will be able to get for the crops come March?
Yeah, I think it's a function of a couple things here. What kind of a stimulus package the new Democrat Congress and President brings forth, that's A. What kind of a renewable energy deal will we go from E10 to an E15 or E20? Those are we have to see what kind of responses we're going to see, what kind of crude oil price we're going to see from OPEC. And I think the verdict is still out, but we do have some things that I think we are starting to see some stabilization in the stock and financial markets. And that's a big first step as far as seeing stabilizing prices. I think it would be incredibly naive for me to give too much of a price forecast based on items, but I don't think we're going to go much below 8,000 in the stock market under present conditions.
Do you think that the speculation trade will want to enter the grain market on the long side after the first of the year?
Yeah. Okay. As far as tremendous values in the stock market, yes, I think there is some tremendous values in the stock market. As far as in crude oil, for example, I think that there's also some tremendous values there. I think that the last group of investments that will show the weakness the longest will be the commodity markets. I think it's going to be a follower, but it also can be dynamic, and I think that the traditional hedge funds that played such an important part of the commodity markets the last 2 years, we are going to see a diminished role, in my opinion.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 563 up 2, March 576 up 1. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat 527 down 2 and 3 quarters, March 546 down 3 and a half, May 572 and a half up 8 and a half. December corn 376 and 3 quarters down 3 and a quarter, March 393 down 3 and a half, July 415 and a half down 3 and a half. January beans 905 up 3, July 945 up 15 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.